WSVH 380 monitoring. WSVH 202, good morning to the world. IZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are mobile, and good morning. IZP 544. WSEI 73 to station 392. Copy.
392, copy.
Well, did you get all unpacked? Did you get all unpacked?
Yep, I did. I'm out of mobile right now picking up cupcakes for Belle.
You out in Sunny?
I was. I'm headed back to Holly right now.
Okay, I'm just picking up Luna. I'm going to pick up breakfast for Mom.
FL got her Princess Peach cupcakes for her party today.
Ah, you're such a good daddy. Yep, the laundry's done. Didn't have a gun clean because I didn't shoot it, so I guess we'll worry about that the next hunt.
Yeah, hopefully the weather starts cooling off and pushing the...
Yep, that definitely would be a plus. You plan on coming over tomorrow night?
That's the plan so far.
All right, well, I just got to fuel up the truck and get ready for storage and mow the lawn today. That's what's left on the docket, so that's that.
Yeah, it looks like rain's going to be here tomorrow. It's going to cool off and get warm again, so today's probably the best day to do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. All right, well, I'll chat with you later, WSEI 783. I'm on a train after your final.
All right, WSEI 392, stand by.
WRVV 690 mobile.
WSCI 392 783, are you out there?
Yeah, go ahead, 392. Go ahead, 392.
I just got home and just noticed that my phone is SOS only. How about yours?
Nope. I got the 5G full bars.
Must be something with the tower around here then. All right.
WSEI 783, monitoring.
WSEI 392, monitoring. WRZZ 537.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810, mobile monitoring.
RCP 544. Yes, I do, sir.
Good morning to you, Bob. This is Jack. Yeah, today we're down here in Dearborn. We just seen if this thing was working.
Roger that. Low modulation, a little bit of background noise, but you're definitely making the trip, Roger.
There you go. We're in the mobile on this mid-wing little whip there. I guess it's doing a trip. You have a great day. We're back out.
You too, Josh. Be safe there and travel safe. We'll do it again. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob. Clear monitoring on your final, sir.
This was Scott, WSEU 202 from Roseville.
Hey, Scott, had the other radio turned up too loud in the shack here.
Have a great day, Bob, 202, and we're back out.
Do that. Be safe. We'll do it later. WRZP 544.
WSAG 266 monitoring.
Yes, 386. Anybody out there know what's going on with Verizon?
This is WRCY 565, a former Verizon employee, and from what I understand, there's a nationwide shutdown or shutout or whatever. The system is down, but I used my phone all morning and it's working fine. So I don't know what the exact story is.
And we're until about 10 o'clock, and now it says SOS only.
Well, since about 9 o'clock, I received one phone call, and I dialed out one phone call, and it was working fine, so I don't know. I haven't really looked into it. I've been kind of busy this morning. But, yeah, I heard about it when I called somebody out, and they said, you're calling me on your phone? I said, yeah, why? Because Verizon's out. And I said, well, mine's working. So, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, that's all I know about it. WRCY 565.
Thanks for the info, WSTS 36 clear.
WRVT 618 monitoring.
WSQY 842. WSQY 842. WSQY 842, Travis, are you listening?
WSBU 344, anyone else having trouble with their cell phone?
Rising up.
This is WRXG 764.
Say again.
Thank you, sir.
WSCR 342. Yeah, I have the same problem over here. Go ahead and reset, and a lot of times it'll come right back.
Sorry, RVP 618. Yeah, Verizon is out in the Detroit area and around portions of the United States. It's on the interweb if you want to look it up, if you have access to it.
Okay, thanks. If you need traffic passed, I don't use Verizon, so mine may still work.
Okay, roger that. Clear, WRVT 618.
WRXG 764.
USDU 344, clear.
WSCR 342, clear.
WRPS 211, monitoring.
SBM 993 monitoring.
WSCI 783 to station, 392, copy. Here's kind of weird, but that Verizon outage, your mom and I have service. We have the older phones, Apple phones. Your sister's here with her newer phone. She gets SOS. Service just like yourself, so I don't know what's going on, but it doesn't seem to maybe affect older phones as much. Yeah, from what I've read, it sounds to be with the electronic SIMs, so if your phone has a physical SIM, which I think yours do, then it's working, but anyone with an electronic SIM, it's not. Okay, that makes sense. Are you able to get text? Only if they're iMessage. Okay, well, I sent you a text. I don't know if you got it, but see about getting your crate. We have birds available after Friday of this week. Yeah, I can't text them, so I'll have to wait for service to come back. Okay, well, at least you know we got birds on the way. WSCI 783, monitoring after your final. WSCI 392, clear.
I'll break one in. I'll break a one in. How about there, Rubber Ducky? Only thing is shaking is the peas in the pot. No, they wouldn't shake it. The water wasn't hot.
You hold, good buddy.
Seven.
but not
always in Macomb. Like, oh my God, these guys are retarded ops.
This is KBW5826. This channel's for emergency use. Please identify yourself.
WS2-747.
WRBY365, clear.
This is WRBH923. This is WRBH923. How do you read me?
Coming up to setting it on the machine right now.
Awesome, good to hear. Just wanted to do a quick radio check and see how I'm coming through on the repeater.
Quiet and good audio. No complaints here.
Good to hear. Well, thank you very much. This is WRVH 923.
Have a good day. Enjoy the beautiful afternoon. This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. We'll be monitoring.
WRX 2212. I'm mobile in Warren, Michigan.
SBM 993 radio check.
WSBM
993 clear monitoring.
A10 monitoring.
WRYX 773. This is WRYY 263. You got a copy? Property.
Yeah, I'm still out here at the property, just finished up. I'm still going to be out here a couple hours, though.
Copy that. I'm going to stop by.
I got you. I'll still be out here. WIRF 7730.
This is WSB 3712.
I don't know if that's me. Is this me?
You are Unit 1. I'll find that's what I just said.
You're breaking up. I can hear you, but you're breaking up.
It must be breaking up because of the wind. Does that sound
better?
Okay, great. My car, and just leave it on, because if I get into a standstill on the road, I want to be able to communicate. WSGV 713, standing by.
Thank you.
Some gas and came back, and that's what I gotta do. Did you get my text message?
Yeah, about 600. Yes, I did. Over.
I don't know if Bob's out there or not. He told me if you need that window coax, he'll send it to you.
Oh, no, I drilled a hole. I drilled a hole, got it through, and I'm all good. Got it all sealed up nice, so, yeah.
I see, okay. So, what else happening out that way?
Not much. Yeah, I mowed this morning, about 10, 11 o'clock, got it done. Probably once or twice more, and that'll be it for this year, eh?
No, it's going to be more than that. Maybe till about November.
Copy that. You're a little scratchy. You in the car? Over.
Yeah, make sure my turn. Probably that's why. But I'm straight right now, because I'm that 2x4. That's why.
Copy that. Okay, yeah. You're not bad. You're real good.
Yeah, because when you turn around, that's what happened. It didn't get all the way down. It's not going to be straight up at all. Roger.
Copy that.
Last night on that 600, it was unbelievable. 3-4 station.
Copy. I'll stay up and try it tonight.
I don't know how that works. But it was foggy, and it was, you know, it wasn't clear at all, and it came 3-4 stations.
Roger. Supposed to be really, really bad fog tonight, overnight, into tomorrow morning. That's what I heard, over.
I guess so. Well, it's dark right now. Clouds and a little bit of the black clouds too. Roger.
Yeah, there's a cold front trying to move in from up north and move down across us, so that's going to change things.
Yeah. All right. Good to hear from you and good talking to you. We'll talk to you maybe later on today. WIUG.
Roger that, Jack. Okay. Yeah, we'll see what's going on here tonight and get listening. WRZX 218, we're standing by.
WSDH 380, standing by.
Go ahead, 380. This is WIUG, 88. How you doing today?
Doing pretty good, Jack. Got a question for you. Does that ham test come up tomorrow? And is it going to be at Oak Park and at 7 o'clock?
It's tomorrow the 1st. It's going to be on the 1st at 7 o'clock. Correct.
Copy that. It's going to be at Oak Park again, right?
Yeah, exactly the same place. You know what that library is.
Okay, I'm going to take another crack at it tomorrow. I'm not sure, but I'll gamble the $15 to see if I can make it. Over.
I already gambled $35 already, but that's all right. I go up there tomorrow anyhow. I got to take another chance tomorrow.
10-4. Well, maybe we'll both have good luck. Let's hope so. All right. WSDH 380. Standing by.
Everybody, take care. Have a good day. WIUG 48.
WSDJ 347. Monitoring.
WSEG 417, Jody girl, you got it on station and monitoring. Girl, Jody girl, you got it on WSEG 417. What you got going there, Jody girl?
Not much, just driving. I'm on 275.
You didn't hear me earlier?
No, Tiffany called me, so I had to turn the radio down a little bit.
Oh, I see.
WRUU 850.
So there, Jack.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, I got caught up on another line. So I heard you call me back, so that's why I took the call out. I'm kind of out of ways. I don't know how well I'm making to Detroit, but I'm out in Wixom.
good, that's all.
Roger, yeah, bumper to bumper out here on 96 with the road. And then upstairs.
So this is Diamond's date. From now all the way to 6:45, the traffic will be that way. Roger?
You're
saying if I wait till 7:16, I'll be feeling? No, 7:46. Pretty close enough as far as time-wise, but that's the way it's over that way, all the time.
Yeah, I knew what I was getting into when I came out this way, so it is what it is. It's moving. It ain't moving fast, but it's just plugging along.
Well, it gets a clear maybe after Orchard Lake. It gets clear after that. But if you're on 96, then it's going to be almost to the South Lion, probably.
Yeah, I'm out here at Whitson Road, so it's going to be bumper to bumper probably all the way to Orchard Lake.
Yeah, because that's construction out that way. That's the reason why.
I wonder if when they get all this construction done, which seems like it's going on forever, when they finally get all this done, is this all going to move really well, or is it just going to be more of the same?
It's going to be beautiful when it's finished, because now it's not even finished. It's halfway. That's about it. They're trying to put, I think, 5 lanes over that way.
Yeah, the stretch I'm on right now is 5 lanes. They've got 3 of them closed off, but they were get rid of the closed off part in the 5 lanes.
Yeah, then you got those overpass. They have to do some about these overpass too.
WSCG 417, I'm at the gas station. I think I bumped my mic and changed the channel.
Good job. Hear you well. Are you up in Valero?
Yes.
All right.
Something now, and then I'm going to stop at the dollar store for the rest of the stuff for dinner.
We need to have dinner.
Okay.
WSBU 344, how's everyone doing out there today? WSBU 344, looking for a brother.
This cool.
This is WRTC 347 10. Good afternoon.
WRYY 219 mobile and monitoring.
Station monitoring, how do you copy? This is WRTC 347.
Dan. I have a good copy here, yeah. Loud and clear over here. Down in Wyandotte right now. Heading into work. Been off the air for quite a while, just wanted to check in and see how everybody was doing.
I'm sitting here at Rusty in Redford, just got home, and you've got good signal here. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You as well. WRYY 219.
Station 983, the station out there at 983. This is WIUG 488. Copy.
I copy, but your transmission is a little broken. Over.
So I'm back. You're sounding good. How about now? Is now any better?
Yes, your correction made your signal much more hearable.
Yeah, my location is Rochester Hills. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I'm in Redford, Five Beach.
And are you the station 439?
I'm 347, sorry.
347 in Redford. Yeah, you're going down that way.
Oh, it's a gray overcast day. I'm just sitting in the backyard.
219, looking to jump in for a break. Hey, Jack, are you on the Detroit repeater, or are you hitting the Mount Clemens?
I'm on Mount Clemens repeater. Roger.
Okay. I wasn't sure, just making sure that all these were still linked. I know there was some controversy going on with all the linked repeaters and whatnot, so I'm glad to see that they're still hooked up.
Yeah, they're still all together all the way to Sheboygan. I don't know, that time is gone. I don't know what is the deal. I don't even pay attention to that. I just keep going, and that's about it. Roger.
That's a good plan to have. Just keep on moving forward. Yeah, like I said, I wasn't sure what the status of, so same thing, just going to stay doing my thing.
That's what they all say, this and that, and it never comes out. Maybe another 20 years would be the same anyhow. If you look all over the United States, there's a lot of connection, these repeaters in Tennessee. I wrote it the other day, it was Tennessee, and all these states out that way, they all connect together. Roger?
Yeah, it definitely seems very useful, especially with the current climate, with all the hurricanes and even the Verizon, the cell tower, or the service not working, having some backup communications and being able to talk over some great distances. Definitely nice to have.
But I heard this morning Verizon was down. I heard it about 8:30 this morning. So I don't know how down is it. I don't have Verizon, so I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, same. Luckily, I got the AT&T, and I don't have any problems. But I know a lot of people are, so.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're still up. But Verizon is really good for that. They fix it right away. But I don't know where, it happened. Maybe not here, somewhere else. Roger?
This is Dan. I'm speaking with you guys on the 465-seater.
I know where to get you, buddy. Station 219, you still out there?
Yeah, I'm still out here. I was trying to see if Redford was coming in. He came in real broken. Not sure if it was a knee problem or if he's out of range now.
I move locations. I'm hitting you guys on the Detroit 625 repeater.
Guy Redford. Yeah, I know you're on 625. Anyhow, good talking to you, sir. You take care. You have a good day. WIUG 48.
WRTP 347. You guys have a good day.
Jack, always a pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your day, you guys. Talk to you later. WRYY
219. Oh. 419, he got a good, I don't know if you have a handheld or a mobile, but you're sounding good with that radio.
I'm on a mobile with the radio oddity or radio Getty, however you want to pronounce it. The 25-watt version. And then I got the Nagoya antenna. I forgot the MXT, or I'm sorry, the Midland MXT 60 antenna. I'm here at Southfield in West Jeff, so I'm right down the river from the repeater, so I'm probably sounding pretty good for that.
Roger that. No, it's sounding good. It sounds like you're sitting by me here. And you're really sounding good with that 25. I'm on that DB20G, which is smaller radio, what you have. And I'm on that medium watt.
Yeah, you always come in real good. No problems ever. So I wouldn't change a thing.
All right, buddy. You take care and you have a good day. WIUG 48.
WRYY 219.
Go ahead, Dan.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
Last station calling, starting with Whiskey. Read you loud and clear. Where are you located at?
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. We're out here in Mayville right now.
Copy that. Yeah, sounded real good. Coming in nice and loud.
I appreciate that. I don't know exactly where the machine is in Mayville, but I know Mayville's not that big, so I can't be too far from it. But the Mayville machine's got a really good footprint, though.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, I just had to do a quick Google search to see exactly where Mayville is, but it looks like kind of in that thumb area. So, yeah, I'm all the way downriver, south of Detroit, hitting off the Detroit 65 repeater.
Awesome. You definitely sounded really good yourself there. Yeah, from Mayville, I'm actually headed west right now back to Saginaw, and there's another machine in Saginaw there, but I could probably ride this machine out almost all the way back home.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's definitely a nice footprint, good reach for that tower there.
Yeah, it's kind of funny sometimes, especially when I'm using the HC and I'm in Saginaw, and sometimes it's easier to hit the Mayville one than the Saginaw one. Can't quite figure that one out, but, you know, whatever works.
Yeah, it's always strange how these radio waves work. I know just being in the wrong position, having a building right in front of you or something definitely throws it all off.
Yeah, eventually I'm going to have a nice little base set up, you know, when the finances allow, but, you know, I use the HD at home and I can get into the Saginaw one pretty good, so I'll jump on that every now and again. Didn't have the mobile for a while because somebody else had my vehicle, and we just didn't want to get it back last week and get back on the mobile again. So I'm definitely happy about that. It makes this 45-minute drive go a little bit nicer.
I bet, for sure. Yeah, I threw a base station up at my dad's house and put it up on 40-foot of pole. And we were trying to reach out as far as we could, simplex, just trying to see what the capabilities were. And kind of being in this more urban-y area, we got probably about like 15-ish miles on simplex alone with that base station up, being 40 feet to this mobile here in my truck.
Okay, so you're sounding good. Unfortunately, I don't have the ability to put up a base station antenna where I'm living right now, but I have had the mobile radio hooked up with a power supply and a mag mount antenna, and that seemed to work relatively well.
Sorry about that, I lost you for a second. I heard that you weren't able to put up a base station where you're currently at, and then I wasn't able to catch the rest.
Yeah, that's correct. I can't put up a base station, but I have had the mobile hooked up with a mag mount and a power supply and that seems to work relatively well for where I'm at.
Gotcha. Alright, just rolling up to work here now, so I'm about to jump off, but I hope you enjoy the rest of your drive home. Drive safe. WRYY 219 out.
This is WSBT 560 radio check, over.
Hey, 560, this is WSAT 580, got you loud and clear.
Roger that, 560L, thank you very much. WSEG 482, radio check, Burton, Michigan.
Yes. Hey, 482, WSAT 580. I'm the Mount Clem, Mr. Peter, and you are coming in loud and clear, sir.
Copy that. I read you loud and clear as well.
Just a heads up, try to get that Roger turned off. It's not allowed on the repeater network. Just a heads up.
Solid copy, review loud clear.
Hey, what repeater are you on out in Burton over there?
ST482 is our call sign.
A station 544. A station out there, 544. WIUG 488, copy.
WRZP 544, WIUG 488.
Sir, how you doing today? I just want to see you doing good today, and that's about it. And here, there's no sunshine. It feels like, it's going to rain.
Roger that. We didn't get sunshine here till afternoon. But of course it's sunshine, 74 degrees and clear skies. Roger, Jeff.
Hi, sir. You take care and you have a good evening. WIUG 488.
You too, brother. I appreciate you checking in, sir. We'll do it again. You have a good evening as well, Jeff. You didn't miss a thing here today. Still cleaning up the honey we lived before winter there. Did some painting and get the gutters done tomorrow. So pretty light week. Enjoy your afternoon and evening. WRCP 544.
There's a station out there, 999. You're not coming to clear. This is WIUG 488.
This is WRTV 999. You got a copy not coming clear. Just starting up a new attack. Don't know if it's working now.
You must be on a handheld. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I'm on a handheld over in Belleville, seeing if I can get that Detroit computer.
Hey, man, I'm on a foothold.
Guess if you don't have hands, you gotta use your feet.
Pretty choppy, fella.
WSCU 218 radio check. Elena, do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Can you say something else, Elena?
W.
My clinical. Hello, hello, hello.
I think I heard you.
Okay, all right, just a minute. WCU 218 out.
Can you guys hear me?
Hello, hello.
Yellow. Just doing a mic check.
F4, buddy, you're sounding loud and clear. Mount Clemens repeater.
This is WSU 218. Is that you, Mike?
Radio check.
Okay, RFM 290, can I get a radio check over?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
This is WRFM 290. Are you asking for a radio check there? Over.
WSEU 218, just testing your radio with somebody else.
I got you loud and clear. What station?
Where McComb? Yeah, we're at 21 Heinrich testing with somebody in the nearby vicinity. Alright, I'm at 20 and Heinrich right now.
WRAS 504.
Jared Fisher.
WRAS 504, monitoring channel.
Radio check. Over.
WRAS 544, Washington County, Bob. I have you loud and clear. And if you would, sir, kindly turn that Roger beep off. We don't use them on the network here, sir. Thank you.
Testing.
I'm here. Sounding good here in Sheboygan County, sir. WRZP 544.
Thank you. Just keep this in as a Waterford computer down in Orsonville. And I know that some of them are linked, but I didn't think Waterford was. This is not water. Do you have an idea of which this could be? Probably not a good for you.
So that transmission was broken and unreadable. If you're on an HT there, you might want to change your location over.
I'll try again. I was just trying to explain that I keep this repeater in as a repeater from Waterford, Michigan. But I think maybe it is not that one. If you're up in Sheboygan, you're probably on that one by Indian River, Burt Lake area.
That I am part of the MIH system. Let's see, 5.7 miles as the crow flies, Roger.
Okay, I'll have to check which one I'm hitting because I programmed in a repeater in Waterford, but I'll have to see which one on the MIA that is closest to. It might be the Mayville one down here. I'm in Ortonville, which is between Flint and Detroit.
Roger that. Are you familiar with the MIA.system? And there's a menu you can pull down there, and you can see which repeater you're keying. It'll show the all active repeaters when they key up there on the MIH system, Roger.
Oh, yeah, good point. I have messed around on that website and seen that feature, but I didn't think to use it in this application. That's good. I'll do that, and that'll tell me which Mayville, which is about 50 miles from here on a handheld, so must be the humidity.
Roger that. Yeah, it's a handy tool. We have just the one repeater up here. that's linked, of course, like you said, there's Sheboygan. And then we have two independent repeaters here that are independently owned, one by Sheboygan County that I've never heard anyone on. And then, of course, we have one in Petoskey. Oh, and I take that back. There's a third independent repeater out in, it escapes my mind. Oh, East Jordan. The only link repeater up this way is Sheboygan. So it's not too hard for me to get confused, Roger.
Yeah, yeah, the piece of property that we're waiting for the home building prices to go down on, it's in Harbor Springs by Nub Knob. So pretty familiar with the area. We did have a winter rental on Crooked Lake. So I would play around with the repeater and talk to people down here, and I hit the ones up there that are independent as well. So I'm pretty familiar with how that goes down, but I definitely forgot about that piece of it.
Good copies. Well, when you get up this way there, we'll have to lay an eyeball and a handshake on one another. Enjoy your evening. Anything else? best to you and yours, and be safe out there. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Clear monitoring on your final, sir.
Yeah, I will write that down, Bob, and make contact before you head up. I'll be up to for a property owners association meeting sometime in early November. So maybe we can make that happen. Thank you for all your help. Have a good evening. WRZD 706. Skip.
Check. All good copies.
Anybody else on the bridge? Over.
This is WRPB 448 out of Groveland Township, and I work in Ortonville. Over.
This is WRZD 706 from Ortonville. What repeater are you accessing in Groveland Township?
That would be correct. The Ortonville repeater is not online. I'm friends with the guy. He needs some equipment worked on, I believe. Over.
Yeah, I got pretty excited when I saw that one pop up. But then it popped up, and then all these MI-8 ones started popping up. So, yeah, we'll see. It'd be great to have another one, though. Yeah, I just kind of know where he lives and got a nice high spot to work with there.
Break. Go ahead, break.
WRZD 718, I'm on the phone. I can hear you phone to Gary Ball. The guy from Martinville is off of the main deal with repeater, because I'm on the website as well right now.
Thank you. Save me the trip down to the basement and grab my laptop and pull it out in the driveway and see what it is. So glad to know that. I'll have to figure out how far, as the crow flies, that repeater is from me. I don't expect I could do this every day, because that's pretty far, I know.
Yeah, my parents are up there off of Groveland Road, so not very far from me, guys. You can hit Mayville, Flint, or possibly, I don't know, maybe Saginaw's too far, but Saginaw's kind of in between Mayville and the Flint repeater. Well, it's north of that, but they're all right there. They all intercede.
Excellent. Well, thanks for that piece of information. WRZD 706, clear.
WRXZ718, standing by, clear. Very good information. This is WRPB 448, Ortonville. I work at the hardware store there. Pop in and see me on either Mondays or Wednesday mornings.
This is Kurt from Groveland Township, WRPD 448, clear.
Oh, Kurt, I recognize your voice now. You're like a tall, skinnier guy, right?
Yeah, that would be me as of late. Also, with glasses, long hair. I'm one of the four still there. Over.
Oh, yeah, you've helped me many times find things. I'll talk to you next time I'm in there.
Copy that. You have a great night. WRPB 448, clear and monitoring the frequency.
WRZD 706, clear.
Good evening, Kurt, WRZP 544.
Well, good evening. How are you doing today?
Systems go here at the LZ. Nothing but working on the honeydew list there before winter gets in. But beautiful day, so truly blessed, Roger.
Copy that. That sounds good all the way around, man. Well, I don't got much to add. Just sitting here monitoring and, you know, usually am at night. So we'll talk soon, Bob. This is WRPV 448. Clear on your return.
All good. Copy, Kurt. We'll have to pick a topic one night and have a round robin. Gentleman used to be on here. We called him Professor Don. Those used to go into the wee hours, and he was a professor, so they were not only educational, but very enjoyable in the wee hours for those of us that are retired. So, again, always a pleasure, Kurt, and best to you and yours. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Whiskey 7 Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
WSDS 447.
CG 482, I'll be loud and clear. Over.
WSEG 482. Good God, these lines. Over.
Ladies and gentlemen, have you both up here in Sheboygan County, Olema Charlie. If you would kindly go ahead and go in your menus and disable those Roger beats. Not necessary here on GMS, as all our repeaters tone out after our transmissions. WRZP 544, enjoy your evening.
All right, I'll go ahead and work on that. I appreciate it. Thank you.
But a thing, it happens to all of us. Programming this and programming that, Roger.
WSEG
42, solid copy. Roger that. Have fun, enjoy, and whatever you're doing, do it well. WRZP 544.
WSEG 482, Roger confirmed off, I'll copy, over. WSEG 482, I've also turned off, Roger, over. WSEG 482, Caden, you copy, over. WSEG 482, over. WSEG 482, Caden, you're coming in a little buggy, over. WSEG 482, that might be why, because you are driving. Over. WSEG 482, it came through loud and clear. Over. Copy. WSEG 482, stop hitting me up on the radio traffic. Go ahead and text me on your phone. Over. WSEG 482, say again. Over. I said text me on your phone. Over. Copy. WSEG 482 to base station, how are you doing tonight? Over. WSEG 482, radio check, Burton, Michigan. WSEG 482, Burton, Michigan, reading loud and clear, over.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob.
WSEG 482, say again, over.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County.
WRZP 544, I read you loud and clear. Over. WSG 444, coming in a little buggy. Over.
Roger that. I'm not in the shack. I'm on the edge to you in the living room.
gentlemen, you both sound good. Up here in Sheboygan County, enjoy your agent, and we'll do it again. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County. Bob, monitoring the frequency.
This is DEG, RBC loud and clear. Thank you. WSG 544, solid copy, reading you loud and clear. WZEG 544, you read me, over.
WRZP 544, I sure do, go ahead, sir.
WZEG 544, thank you for radio check.
Roger that. Lima Charlie here in Sheboygan County. Big crystal clear modulation. So, yep. Keep doing what you're doing there, brother. Roger.
WZG 544. My name is Shane. And the other guy is my cousin Shane. We just got UV5R radios, and we're learning the basics.
Roger that. Well, welcome to the GMRS network here in Michigan, run by MIA. If you fellas have been copying any mail, you can go on your computer to MIA.system, and there's all kind of wonderful tools and information in there for you to use. And the other tool I imagine you already have is mygmrs.com, and then repeater.com is a pretty good app as well, Roger.
Copy.
Okay, you both double keyed on top of one another.
WSEG 482, Chayton, give me confirmation on what he said. Over.
Letting us know about online websites and all that that we can use for tools for the GMRS radios. Over.
WSEG 482, solid copy.
WZEG 544, I appreciate the information. Over.
Not a problem, gentlemen. The call sign is WRZP 544. No problem at all. Enjoy your GMRS experience. And there's many network administrators put up a network here on net. And Jack down in Detroit there is another wealth of knowledge. So, yeah, enjoy your experience. Have fun and take care, gentlemen. We'll do it again. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County. Bob, clear and monitoring the frequency.
WZEG 544, thank you, brother. You have a blessed day.
WRZZ873. Radio check.
Clear, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
810. Let's go Lions! Let's go Lions, man! Let's go Lions! Yay!
I'm just outside of Saginaw, and your son is headed to the machine.
Yeah, are you watching a Lions game right now?
Negative on mobile at the moment.
Book on 97.1, the ticket. Oval.
They blocked, Channel 7 blocked a Lions game on there.
We're going 97.1 with tickets, Oval. Let's go Lions! And I'm out.
This is WFTZ 482, reading you loud and clear, I'll copy.
W-R, Whiskey, Zebra, 873. Standing by. Let's go Lions. Out.
Robert Frank, gamekeeper, 359, side monitoring.
WSEG 482, whoever's coming through the radio as of right now, you're sounding very buggy. Over.
Well, I'm on a walkie-talkie in Wyandotte, and the dealer's repeater is 33 miles away. So, thanks anyway. WRLK 359.
That portion in Wyandotte is sounding pretty loud and clear to me, Oval.
WSEG 482, reading out of Burton. I'll copy. WSEG 482, I read you loud and clear. WSEG
482.
Hello, radio.
WSEG 482, you're en route to my location. WSEG 482, good copy, and yes. WSEG 482, do you have an ETA? WSEG 482, ETA, 30 mic. WSEG 482, solid copy. WSEG 482, traffic looking buggy, over. WSEG 482, solid copy. WSEG 482, coming in from Burton, Michigan. Just for clarification, if anybody was confused, it is me and my cousin Shane on both of our walkie-talkies. We both are using the same call sign as we both have the same family. just for clarification. WSEG-482, say again, over. WSEG-482, I was just saying that you and me use the both same call sign because we both have the same family. Over. WSEG-482, we both use the same call sign because we have the same family and it lives under the same person. Over. WSEG-482, solid copy.
Station 847. A station out there, 847. This is WIUG 488. Copy.
WSEG 482. Reading you loud and clear. Over.
Oh, thank you. This is WIUG 488, Rochester Hills. Copy.
WSEG.
Try it one more time. The station 847. The station out there, 847. This is WIUG, 488, copy.
WSEG, 482, station 847, I read you loud and clear, over.
Station 847.
Not station 847, this is Whiskey Sierra Echo Golf 482, over.
Hey, I'm trying to get a hold of the station out that way, Roger.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. This is Whiskey Sierra Echo Golf 847.
WIUG, 488, clear.
WSEG, 482, no posh in sight, over.
WSEM, 9-3-1-3.
WSEG 482, calling WSEG 482. WSEG 482, would you like me to stop at a different location? Over. WSEG 484. WSEG 482, do you read me? Over. WSEG 482, do you read me? Over. This is WSG 484. Anybody read me on this frequency? Over. If that was you, WSG 484, I did not copy a single thing you said. Over. If you are reading me, WSG 484, ETA is 5 blanks. Again, over. This is WSEG 484 signing off for the night. Y'all have a blessed night. Over. WSEG 484, open the door. I am outside. Over.
WFEM 3064, WSEQ 436, Max, can you hear me?